From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams, in for Madeline Brand, who's on assignment.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a former Army officer says the U.S. military forces might already be broken by what has happened in Iraq.
And President Bush today said in a news conference that Congress does have the power to prevent that.
They ought to get to the bill to my desk as quickly as possible, and I'll veto it, and then we can get out of the business of funding our troops without strings and without withdrawal dates.
NPR's White House correspondent David Green joins us now. David, the president seems pretty frustrated this morning.
He did, Noah, and that was really the point of this event. The president came out in the Rose Garden to talk to reporters and demand that Congress give him an acceptable funding bill that does not tie the hands of his commanders. He said there's this political dance going on in Washington. Of course, what he didn't admit is he's very much part of that dance right now. It's really a blame game that's shaping up. Mr. Bush is saying to Democrats, the troops need money. You have to send a bill that I'll accept. Democrats are saying, look, a majority of Americans are against this war, Mr. President. We'll fund this war, but we're going to put language in it that will draw to a close.
And did he indeed then give an update on his strategy?
He did briefly. He said the two of the new brigades that he added to the war effort in Baghdad are there on the ground. Another is on the way. Two will be coming in coming weeks. And he said there's already progress. He at one point even said there's calm coming to the capital. He again brought up also the September 11th attacks. He made an old argument that it's about learning lessons that chaos in another part of the world can bring terrorism to U.S. soil. I think we have a little tape of him here.
I also understand that if the experience were to fail, radicals would be emboldened. People that had been that can't stand America would find, new ways to recruit. There would be potentially additional resources for them to use at their disposal. The failure in Iraq would endanger American security.
And that's one thing the president talked about a little bit, Noah. He said that the conversation in Washington should be about if the war effort does not succeed and there is failure. Of course, the challenge for Mr. Bush is that there are a lot of Americans in the country who believe that the war effort has already failed.
And so what happens next, David?
Well, we'll see. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has really dug in. He has said that if the president vetoes a spending bill, he's going to work up another piece of legislation that basically cuts off funding for most of the war effort within the next year. So we'll see. When Congress comes back from Easter recess, the president's going to go down to his ranch to spend the Easter break. Mr. Bush, if he keeps his promise and vetoes this, then both sides will start calculating again, decide who are Americans going to blame, and if one of them is going to blink, when is the right time to do that? But both sides so far seem like they're digging in for a pretty big political fight.
David Green, NPR's White House correspondent, talking with us from Washington. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Noah.